just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Joe Coy shortly. Joe's got a new Netflix special out. And Nick Allen with us. He's got a gig in Persia coming up.
Yes.
All right. Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday. Richard Reese, Austin Anderson, John Tomlin will be at the Plan B Bar and Grill. Right.
Not
Persia,
the
Iowa. Persia, Iowa.
Not the region of the Middle East.
Right. No.
Yeah. Persia, Iowa.
But no rugs in this Persia.
Joe Coy coming in hot. Netflix starts today. He'll phone the program in this break, and then Kevin Nealon later on this hour. It's Ian Bagg next couple of days in the studio, too.
His special starts today?
Yes.
I thought they always started on Fridays.
Yeah, apparently it's a Wednesday.
Did Petey mention Marv Albert?
No.
Nope.
It's his birthday today.
Yes.
Do you have any idea how old that guy
older
is?
Older than what we think he is.
75.
I'm with Puss on that.
Yeah.
I bet you he's in his mid-70s.
Yep. He's 79.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Man.
That's 78. A good wig. 78. Sorry, I misread that.
But his rug is only like 20, 25.
He probably replaces that more often than that.
He would have to, yeah.
Yeah. Every 3 to 5 years, I bet.
Probably those thick black wigs that some guys wear. As they get older, their head gets older, and they start shrinking, and the wig stays the same size. Now, I've seen Marv recently on like a Knicks game. I saw him recently. They go to the sideline. He's there.
I think he works for TNT.
Yeah, he does. He does.
So
when you see him, yeah, he still looks pretty good. But 79, that's not.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed him for that.
Yeah, that's.
He looks good for
him.
How long was he?
When he was still into biting chicks, man.
Exiled for being a sex freak.
5 years, maybe, I think, yeah.
Not as long as you think.
No, because he knew anything wrong.
No,
he didn't.
It was mutual, it was consensual sex. Now we wouldn't phase anybody. Oh, he's biting a chick. Cool.
Ah, he's wearing some panties.
Yeah, wearing panties, biting a chick. Who doesn't?
Little weird, Marv.
I don't think it was long after that, you know, because he was working for NBC at the time when they had NBA coverage. I don't think it was long after that NBC stopped having NBA anyway.
Right, and Madison Square Garden brought him back before anybody else did. MSG.
Hunter Biden, Joe's boy Hunter, you may remember that he got with his brother's ex-wife.
Right.
The brother had died, Bo had died, and so Hunter divorced his wife and then got into a relationship with Bo's ex-wife.
Which we could see happening because he was around helping out a lot.
Yeah.
Then they broke up.
And then in May, we heard stories about those two breaking up.
Yeah.
In May, Hunter got married to another woman.
Okay. Good. Well, good. Because I would think the drama from that whole situation was too much. Go outside the gene pool.
So you're saying he's got options.
Yeah, and marry somebody that's you're not in the everybody's not pissed at you for being with.
Yeah.
The uncle daddy bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is so Uncle Hunter in your bed?
It's not necessarily clear when Hunter and his brother's ex broke up.
Right. But I know they broke up.
But that's what we heard about in May.
Right.
Turns out upon reflection, that's when he was getting married to another woman. A woman from South Africa. We don't know who she is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard for me to connect the dots on this one.
No, it's pretty easy, actually. His brother died, and he was around hanging out, helping out his widower, and they got involved. And he left his wife for his brother's widower. He's a widower. The guy's a widower. That's right. Yeah.
It's not his fault that chicks just keep falling in love with him.
Yeah. Does Joe have any daughters that he pines over?
No, he doesn't. In fact, I saw Biden speak yesterday in interest of equal time, since we had the doggy dog trying to lick Trump bag earlier. I watched Biden speak yesterday. He didn't make fun of handicapped people, didn't call anybody racist. He didn't call anybody a rapist or, he was really well-spoken and had what America should be about.
Oh, well, that's not presidential.
Of course it's not.
No.
Not at all.
Not. I mean, it was legitimately, he was in Ottumwa, Iowa, speaking like a grown-up.
But he plagiarized 32 years ago.
Yeah, this is not both sides.
Yeah, it's just he's so old.
Yeah, and it's a couple years older than Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't there? I saw something online yesterday. It was both their pictures side by side. I'm like, oh, I just hope that's not
it's gonna
what
be.
It ends up being.
Hey, good. It's about winning.
Yeah.
But although right now, all of them beat Trump.
Right.
Even Booker.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. I'd just like to see the combined age of the candidates not be like 150.
Well, one of them's going to be old. Yeah. One of them's going to be old. One's for sure going to be Trump. You know.
As long as the person's electable, that's all.
That's
I care.
All we care about. That's what I. That's what people
it's
care
really,
about.
Really, that's what it's come down to.
Yeah, and I don't put much stock in the polls anymore these days.
No,
it kind of whiffed last time around.
Well, actually, they didn't. They won by 3 million votes. They whiffed on these four counties. They really did. They whiffed on four counties. Right, exactly. But let's talk about the year for that. I just wanted to, you brought up Biden, so.
Yeah.
But he didn't make fun of handicapped people or anything. It was crazy speech.
Yeah. I can't vote for that.
He was a grown
it's
man.
It's very boring.
He was a grown man. And,
I can't vote
didn't
for
call
that.
Anybody any nicknames.
Can't vote for that.
I know you can.
That ain't right.
Yeah. You want your friends like that. You teach your kids to be nice and be respectful, right?
Yeah, but not my president.
No. You want to be a scumbag, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, here's a horrible story.
What is it?
It's about most of us, or, you know, our group.
Okay. Our gang?
More American. Well, not specifically. Okay. About Americans.
Okay.
Our group of Americans.
This gang's pretty specific right here.
More Americans are dying from suicide, drug overdoses, and alcohol than ever before.
Good morning. Yeah, suicide's way
sunshine
up.
And rainbows. That's Craig Evans, folks.
Suicide's way up.
These are called deaths of despair.
Suicide's way up among, that's why Todd and I don't hang around our generation. It's way up in our generation.
And with farmers.
Yeah, all farmers. Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's not a joke.
No, because the current situation, they're losing a lot of money.
Yeah, is that financial strife or is that
financial?
Opioid addiction.
It's financial.
It is a financial strife.
Our age group is financial and just despair.
But for farmers specifically, it's financial.
Yeah, yeah, it's most a financial strife and a little bit of pride.
Yep,
is thrown in there, and they don't have access to mental health help.
No, that's for the privileged,
and they don't want to seek it either.
Bootstraps,
Craig. a little bit of pride going on there too.
There is still that stigma.
Yeah,
also no access to it.
Yeah,
because nobody can pay for health care.
Well, there's no good farmer insurance program.
Right.
So the authors of the study say the highest death rates from the drug overdoses.
But they're keeping the Mexicans out, Todd.
That's the most important part.
That's the most important part.
Well, even then, we need people to pay into our Social Security.
Yeah, we do. Stop with the facts. Stop with the crazy.
We
stop
need
it.
People
stop
to pay into our Social Security.
Right, yeah.
The authors of the study say the highest death rates from drug overdose are in West Virginia, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. People in Montana, the Dakotas, Wyoming, Nebraska, and Oregon die at higher rates by suicide or alcohol than from drugs.
God, it's two of the states we're all from.
This conducted by the Healthcare Advocacy Foundation Commonwealth Fund.
Man, you got to pick me up.
Many times you
I think Puss might be fluffing Joe
Coy
right now.
I looked at the next story.
No, busted out. I'm still waiting.
Okay,
go ahead. Great. I looked at the next one, and you know, it's one of those stories that we do often. An Arizona sixth grade teacher.
Oh, it was Todd's story. He found this for you. And you got to tell the story. You got to
tell. Well, this is actually an update. We've done this one before. This is an update.
But you also got to tell the email you got from Todd this morning. The forwarded how this sounds. It's great.
All right.
It's a teacher bagging student story, and the student's only in sixth grade.
Right.
And
In the future, I will not include subject lines.
I liked it.
No, you have to.
Okay.
Yeah, just I think you had to put the word she's in there, and you didn't.
I didn't.
What are you writing?
Yeah. The subject line when I got this
sixth grade boy
story sent to me,
grown woman, right?
Yeah. Says teacher banging sixth grader, kind of hot.
He didn't put in the message, she's kind of hot. Just kind of hot.
The whole situation's kind of hot.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was the situation, the kid, I don't know.
Hang on here. Well, that's a good tease. We'll come back with
the
kind of hot relationship.
Here's the thing about my son, man. He doesn't know what a lunchbox is. This kid has a debit card. I'm even embarrassed to say this. His school takes credit and he has a debit card. sucks. Doesn't know the responsibility of a lunchbox. Just goes to school and rings it up. I still discipline him. I still get mad at him. He called me on a Wednesday one time. He's like, hey, Dad, there's only like 40 cents left on my debit card. And I was like, oh, my God. Go f*** yourself. The f*** did you eat on Monday, asshole? Filet mignon? But you walking into the lunchroom like a f***. Nightclub, chocolate milk's on this motherfucker. Let's go.
Coming in hot is the Netflix special, and you can see it now. And we're joined by Joe Coy.
Joe, I've had that problem before. My son doesn't have a debit card, but he also gets what he wants at lunch at school, and he spends too much, I've noticed.
Yeah.
And that's kind of,
I don't know when they thought that it's okay to go shopping during school hours.
Oh, they have no restraint.
Who are you guys?
Well, it's like I'm not going to tell my kid not to eat, but he knows I got the cash, so he's going to just order what he wants. But school lunches can be expensive, and obviously Joe did a bit about that, which was very funny. Yeah.
So true, man. It's so funny to see my son with this debit card, and he really thinks it's his money. That's the funny thing. I'm like, dude, I'm not buying that for you. He goes, okay, I'll just get it myself. I'll use my card. I'm like, that's my money. That's still my money.
As long as I got the card, there's an endless supply of money behind it.
How are you doing that now, Joe? Joe, because you become, you're a pretty successful guy. Your bank account's growing with the success, I'm sure. So how do you discipline your kid? How do you do this? Or you don't?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I really don't. You know, it's so funny because I'm enjoying what's happening too, and I'm kind of, I guess he's a privileged kid because he sees how I get mad when he has to go to summer school because he didn't do good this year, so now he has to go to summer school, but yet it's falling on my vacation time, and now I'm contemplating, do I make a donation so they just let him get summer school?
Yeah, because you want to go do stuff with him, right?
Is that a bad dad, or am I just taking advantage of the system? What's the problem here?
It's probably both, but do it.
Yeah.
Oh, we just talked to a fellow bald comedian, Howie Mandel, and he says hi. He knows
you. Oh, I love Howie. That's my man right there.
Joe, we also we know Bert pretty well, and obviously we talked to Bert about a week or so ago, and he showed up at your birthday party in Vegas, and he said it was like the party was off the hook. What'd you have going on at the party? Because we couldn't see it all.
I don't know. It was crazy because, my party just happened to be at the theater that I was performing at. It was at the Wynn Hotel in Vegas.
Yep.
And man, they gave me everything. The Wynn Hotel went all out for me, and we basically shut down the nightclub, man. I mean, it was incredible. And then, of course, Bert walked in on it. You know, I called him up, and he's like, I'm on my way. His shirt comes off. Yeah. That's perfectly legal. And it was about 15. And then 15 shots later, he's at his own pool at home going, what happened last night? So that's all that needs to be said.
Okay. Then you got to promise, because we missed you. We were on vacation when you were in town last time. The next time you're in town, at least off the air, you got to tell us what happened. All right.
Yeah, we get to go on vacation.
For sure.
All right. Yeah, because our kids aren't in
summer
school.
Bert is amazing, man.
Joe Coy.
Nothing bad. It was all good.
Coming in hot, the new Netflix special. Congratulations on that. Quickly. Also, I saw you on social media. Do you have a restaurant in Vegas?
Are you guys going to go to Vegas? Because I think I told you this last time I have a restaurant. I'll pay for the entire crew, man. The whole empire.
I want to see their
me.
Yeah, you're in the kitchen, and I saw you. You don't help out there, do you?
No, I don't help out at all.
What kind of restaurant is it?
I don't help with the cooks. I don't help with waiting. Get it yourself. You know, my restaurant, you cook it yourself, too. It's the craziest thing. We stick pots in front of you, and it's like your own grill, and you cook it yourself, man. So it's pretty amazing.
What hotel is it in, or where is it in Vegas for people to go?
Oh, it's by my house. I have a house in Summerlin, so I have the restaurant's right next to my house. I'm like 5 minutes from my house.
Okay, cool.
I'll be there in late September, so I'm going to take you up on that.
Done. I will take care of you.
Where did you record the special, Coming in Hot?
That's Hawaii. Had to do it there. I had to do it in Hawaii.
Yes.
I think the whole island came. I'm not even joking right now. I think the whole island was there. I think when I was taping that special, there were tourists walking around going, where are the Hawaiians? Where are the the Hawaiians. We want to see some dancers. We want to see some hula dancing. Where are the Hawaiians? They were at my show. It was literally shut down, you guys.
It looks incredible, and I saw and Netflix is going all out. I saw the Times Square billboard. I saw you post something the other day with your son on Melrose. So yeah, good for them, man. Yeah. Good for you, man.
It's crazy because my first two specials, my son was too young to even know what it was, and now my son's in his teens, and I get to enjoy these moments, especially at this level of my career, man, with my son, and he gets it. He knows what's happening, and
well, he knows
he's
his,
doing it with him.
He knows his debit card is worth more now, too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He knows that his regular debit card just went to platinum status, so that's kind of cool.
How old is he?
He's 16, and he just got approved for a Porsche. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah. The dealer said, hey, it went through. It went through. We're going to put it in your name, kid.
Joe Coy with us. Joe, how's the love life? Because you always have a different woman. You're always in love with somebody.
All right. Here we go. I knew it. I knew we couldn't just skate by without you saying something. Here we go.
We've met like two different women you've been in love with. So that's
I know. Three, to be exact. Three. But, but I could always count on you to say it publicly. I knew it.
I'm just curious to know if you're happy or not.
I am. I'm very happy, actually. Okay. And I love having somebody there. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's another one. There is another one.
I knew it. See? See how you are?
Can you hang on her till the end of September so I can meet her?
All right. See, and this is the interview where it breaks us up.
Joe Coy.
No. I feel good about this one.
Joe, where can people find your dates at?
Oh, my God, JoeCoy.com, JoeCoy.com.
Coming in hot, Netflix today. I will watch it, Joe. I heard our producer, Puss, was watching it earlier this morning. Says it's incredible. Can't wait to see it. Congratulations. We're happy.
You better. I'm going to call.
I know. I will watch it.
Tomorrow or next week?
Yes. You can call us anytime. You know that.
I'm going to call and make sure you're not lying.
All right.
You have a tendency to lie.
Well, tell your fourth woman to say hi to us then, too. All right?
Oh, my God.
We're going to watch it.
For the love of Jesus.
So follow up with a call, and we will have watched it.
Yes.
But okay, done. I'm calling.
Give me a week.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll give you a week. It's Netflix, for God's sake. You don't have to go buy it. You don't have to go to Blockbuster. You don't have to go to a rental store. You don't need to. What are you talking about?
Okay.
You can watch it on your phone. How hard is it to press play?
Okay.
My God. All right.
Call us Monday.
Monday.
Give us the weekend.
Okay, I'll call you Monday.
All right.
Isn't it? Don't you guys serve ribs on Monday?
Yes. Yeah, somewhere we'll be doing that. Thank you, Joe. Love you.
I love you guys.
See you, man.
Talk to you soon. Like Monday.
I still think I need a week. Still got to press play and turn on. You have to get out of the cable and go right to the Netflix button.
Yeah. You know? Well, then you got to have an hour.
Then I got to have an hour, And I got plenty of those, but I just don't have time.
I got plenty of time, but I don't have time.
Well, it shouldn't be that hard to find.
No.
It should be right at the top of the new one.
It is.
Netflix. Yeah. That kind of thing.
And it's a big box.
Those generally get pretty premium placement right on the app.
Hard to miss when they're new releases.
Excellent. Joe Coy, Nick Allen with us. Kevin Nealon. The A-list continues. And Nick Allen.
Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.